shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as stone. Whispers claim them flesh and bone. And it leaves you dry.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Out of the Abyss. Last time, our party ventured further in after kind of having this existential crisis of what are we doing? Conversations were had, a familiar was summoned, and a familiar was gained. Flaffle was able to inject some spores that he had gathered into a myconid and created Rumpadump, or turned Rumpadump into something different. We left the party after they had miraculously found an obsidian doorway through the wild magic table that allowed them to teleport the guards into the Dark Lake and to be viciously murdered by Ixachuddle, which are vampiric mana rays. As Flaffle hugged Droki, saying, you know, can't believe we found you. And Droki just looked at him and said, what the fuck are you doing? So that is where we will pick up, is with Droki kind of like awkwardly pushing off and being like, whoa, whoa, Flaffle. And he just kind of looks at you for a second.
What happened?
David?
Sorry, I was still muted. Flaffle kind of stops. Let's go of him.
It's been a lot. It's been a lot. Sorry about that. I've had a rough couple of days.
I think we all have. Who are your... You're working with people now?
Hi.
Yeah.
I met the imposter you. I killed him.
Well, you just exposed him and he disappeared.
Well, I killed the fake version. Didn't kill the monster that was pretending.
There was... Oh, and he, like... You see him start to put together this puzzle piece of like, oh, some of my shit is probably fucked up. And he just looks over at Flaffle and goes,
We need to get out of here.
Yep. We need to find our friends.
Couldn't agree more. Flaffle looks around. Who else is in here?
Believe everyone.
Yeah.
Like, wasn't there like other people room other than Droki?
Oh, you're talking the about
messenger
prisoners.
Dude.
Yeah, Wurz. He's just kind of waving in the corner, just beaten to a pulp.
Wave back at him, and then realize he's beaten to a pulp, and move over to heal him.
What were they asking you?
I believe Flaffle released them out of the cages. Am I correct?
No, not yet. We literally just got in the room.
That was something that Khazad would have started doing as all this was going on.
Okay.
Yeah, Warden was going to start ripping doors off cages.
Yeah.
Okay. And just to remind everyone, there are three cages. One holding Wurz, one holding Droki, and another holding a large red egg.
Oh, they were all in cages?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I definitely check the egg out.
Okay.
Where's the egg at?
Yeah, Ivan is doing what he does best and is just tending to everyone who in here who's wounded.
Okay.
Through non-magical means if possible, but if a wound is severe enough, he'll use a magical means.
Okay. Medicine check. Let me get a sleight of hand check or lockpicking check from Kazad and a strength check from Warden.
That will be a 14 for
trash.
Medicine.
23.
Okay. And Kazad?
You said a sleight of hand?
Yeah, or the lockpicking or thieves' tools check. So.
Okay. Well, that's not going to happen. I was more along the lines thinking about he'd just go over with the sword and like start breaking the locks.
I've got this. Dexterity check.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay, that works.
Yeah, I'll let Flapple do it.
Fair enough. So do it with advantage since you have help.
All right. So it's sleight of hand plus proficiency, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I had to get my dice out. Wizards, if you're listening, fix D&D Beyond dice.
Yes.
Everybody.
Oh my God. You said with advantage, so.
Yes.
Okay. That was a 19 and a 5. We'll go with the 19.
Yes.
25 plus proficiency, which is.
A lot.
But it's 3, so 25, 28. Flava goes, sorry, Kazad, one moment. And he just goes in with his thieves tool. It goes click, click, pulls it out and just kind of looks at him as he bumps the lock and it falls off.
Yep.
You got to find the sweet spot.
At that point, you hear it
just rips the door off.
Yep.
Or do that. You could do that too. You are terrifying.
I'm not good with small, dexterous things, but...
That is why I keep a healthy distance at times.
Warden, as you open this gate, you feel a warmth kind of wash over you as you kind of like step a little bit closer to the egg.
What kind of egg does this seem to be?
I'm going to interrupt real quick. I tell Stool to connect the new people to the Stool Network.
Okay. Is this all Stool Network conversation?
I'm from hoping.
Here on out.
Yeah.
All right. So in that point, I would say it is red. So red, large. I'd say it's easy enough to determine.
When Flaffle sees
red dragon egg,
it's a red dragon.
When Flaffle sees her like rip the cage off, and says what he says. He notices the egg at that point. Yeah.
Yes.
Flaffle knows exactly what it is.
Yep.
Oh. Who's
baby fat dragon? It's Fat Dragon Jr.
We need to protect that.
Do we have...
Flaffle would like... Sorry, go ahead.
A bag of holding?
Yes, but we may not want to put the egg in the bag of holding.
Why not?
Well, the bag of holding is like imagine, if you will, like a pocket dimension that is perfect for items. You know, things that aren't alive, but anything that is alive does not do well in the bag of holding. For example, if I were to put you in the bag of holding, you would last as long as you can hold your breath.
Can't you, like, open the bag every now and then to let oxygen in?
Well, it doesn't quite work like that, because when you open the bag, see, you don't actually see anything that's in it. As Flaffle opens the bag of holding, you see just this void, just dark. See, it's not until you think about what you want and reach into the bag, as he does, and pulls out whatever you need, as he pulls out his thieves' tools before dropping them back in.
Does an egg need oxygen? Or at least a dragon egg? I don't understand the dragon anatomy. I don't...
Everything kind of needs oxygen.
I don't.
Well, except for Ruin.
but
the
you
thing
know,
inside Warden. You does.
Jeez.
Warden.
Ruin.
Warden. Edit that out.
Ruin was our friend who was taken by the demon monkey.
That was a cannon.
It is now.
Well, shit.
Point is, we need to protect this egg and not let anyone see that we have it.
Get out of here and put it in a safe space.
Yes. Yep. Okay.
How long do you think an egg can hold its breath?
Let's just not test it, because this could be the only thing that could save Gracklestuck.
I wonder if that merchant would have something that could help us hide the egg.
Warden would like to put her ear up to the egg.
I'm sorry, but I don't think you have an ear.
That Flaffle has turned over a new leaf and is making a lot of sense lately, I vote that we just give Flaffle the egg.
Is he strong enough to carry it?
Flaffle looks at the size of the egg and back to you like,
it's the same size as him, Kazan.
I'm sure he can figure it out.
I'd argue it's maybe bigger.
Honestly, I think the only two people here that could probably carry this is you or Warden. But both of you are frontliners, and I don't think we should have you guys be... I mean, I don't know how heavy is this egg. I may look like a toothpick, but I've got some muscle to me.
They are... I will just tell you this. Only person in this group that can... pick it up as Warden.
It weighs
upward 220 pounds.
Oh, I would be the only one.
Oh, I can push, drag, or lift 420. I can carry 210.
We're not gonna drag it.
No.
Well, it says lift, but I can also have a carry capacity of 200.
I fear for you ever becoming any kind of parental figure.
I've been doing a good job with Stool.
Technically, Cyanadel could carry it too. She actually has a higher carry capacity than Warden. But
cool, can you bust her out real quick? When you're
at that point,
okay.
At that point, you guys would see Droki kind of looking over the egg.
So this. I mean, it's been right next to us for a couple days, but what's happening up there?
How long have you been down here?
Yeah.
Possibly a week.
Oh, I mean, before
it's
we
gone
got
to
here,
shit.
Sure.
The stone giants have started going crazy. Evidently, the king is currently. You know what? Why don't we walk and talk?
Yeah.
We need to get out of here. We need to get back up top.
Okay.
Let's see. Is there a spell that I can cast to assist with, I'm obviously going to have to cast the spell away from all of you, but we'll see if there's a spell that I can use to help with this besides guidance. Protect the egg. If I cast False Life on the egg, would it give it, a protection field?
But False Life is a self spell.
Can Flaffle cast Enlarge Reduce on the egg and reduce the size of the egg?
He can.
Flaffle does that.
D20 roll.
Is that a range spell? Hold on. Does that have to be a touch or a range?
It's a touch spell, I think.
It's a range spell.
Oh, thank fuck.
Okay, go at the farthest range.
Distance and cast the spell.
Okay. All right, roll your d20.
It is a 12.
You're good.
Oh, sweet.
Okay. So you guys are... The game plan is to leave?
Yeah, Flaffle looks at Droki. You know this place, right?
Yeah.
Tunnels?
Yeah, these are my tunnels, yeah.
We need a safe way out of here without being seen. Back to a safe place up above, which up above is going to be a nightmare right now. Oh, God, we have people fighting up there right now.
Uh-huh. So we're going to need to be real quick.
Yep, familiar with the coins.
All right,
Can I open my chest plate and put the egg inside?
Isn't Cyanadel in there?
She is, but she could hold it.
How big is Warden?
She's 8.5 feet tall.
That's right. He shrunk it.
So yes, right. That is, as long as he is able to keep, as long as he is able to keep that concentration, yes.
Okay.
Then
I, thinking that we're gonna just full bore sprint this bitch on out of here, Ivan is going to...
Flaffle, do you do anything as Warden opens her chest plate and starts to put the egg inside?
Let's not do that. We need to hurry as fast as we can, but do not put that inside of you, please. On the off chance of the spill...
He closes it, and you guys do actually get to see Cyanadel curled up inside of her a little bit.
She kind of looks over and waves at us with a big old smile, like, hi, guys!
She's actually emotionally unconscious.
So Droki will, at that point, kind of begin to lead you guys back through here.
So, before we go anywhere, I'm going to tap using a second level spell, so that he has something to help him maintain concentration on the spell. I'm going to cast Enhance Ability, giving you Bear's Endurance. The target has advantage on Constitution checks, which there are no Constitution checks, so I'm guessing a Concentration check is a Concentration check or whatever.
Yeah.
You also gain 2d6 temporary hit points, which are lost when the spell ends. This will last for an hour, so if we get into a fight in the next hour, you will have advantage on all your concentration checks. You also get 12 temporary hit points, as I have rolled the max.
Nice!
And d20 and roll for the spell.
I'm gonna fucking run away. Run away from the party. 11.
You're good.
Okay, so yeah, there. Now you have Flaffle, you have advantage on concentration checks, on all constitution checks, and then you have 12 temporary hit points.
Okay. Hell yeah.
As you feel the power of the will and endurance of a bear enter you, you feel very strong.
This is not Baldur's Gate.
Alton has entered the chat.
There's a bear walks and places a hand on your shoulder and winks at you. Takes you over to the corner.
I'm an adult. I am an adult.
Help!
We're all going to hell.
All right, I was Bagley pause this for a sec, but this is I was trying to call. All right, so Droki starts to...
That was the other guy.
Yeah. Droki and Wurz start to walk back down the hallway you came. Do you guys follow?
Yep.
Didn't you say there was a set of stairs here?
No, there is an opening right here that I can reveal some of that. Right there. Takes you to a T, a dead end, that will tee off.
Do you think this leads somewhere?
We need to follow Droki.
Yeah, Droki.
His tunnels.
Yeah, Droki.
He's a smuggler.
No offense. Person, but yeah, I run these tunnels nonstop. That will take you either to the water pond or to where something really bad has been happening, so we're not going to either place, we're leaving.
Okay, which way to the forges?
From down here?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to get all the way to, like, the other part where the spiders live. And we're not going that way either. Unless y'all want to, but
He looks at Kazad and Ivan. Calm down.
Kazad is like
wide-eyed, and he's just following Droki. He's just shaking.
I know
his
you
head.
Got excited. Hey, we need to go.
I guess I'm not a drow. I just look like one, I guess.
I know, but you're a race fire, so calm down. Let's go.
Wait, you're not.
Don't remind me about. I know. Supposedly, I'm something called an Azimar.
Warden is going to try to, unlike usual, where she's normally up front, she's going to try to kind of stay in the middle.
Okay. I also have my familiar flying around.
Okay. Perception checks. As you guys meet this crossway, perception check.
Would I be able to do it at advantage because I'm using my familiar to get a second eyes? All right.
Yeah, 20.
And then...
25.
Guidance. So a dirty 20.
Eight.
Oh, poor level.
Okay. Warden is the only person to see anything other than what you guys have already seen. Those of you that rolled above a 10 would see that this here is all smashed, and this is a cave-in, and you now see fresh blood kind of all over the cavern over here as this quiet still water just kind of sits. Droki goes, oh no, not going that way.
Oh, and... no, that's where your guards went.
That's what happened.
Okay, through the mushrooms and begins to take you down this way.
What do I
over
see?
To here. Warden, as you were kind of looking around, with a natural 20, on one of the rocks in the pool, you see an eye staring at you. And then it disappears.
We're being watched. There was an eyeball on a rock.
Which way are we going?
Okay. He begins to speed up and run this way. Takes you through Bupido's lair, which is still looks the same, and leads you out of the Whirlstone tunnels.
Yay. Do we get out before enlarge reduce ends?
Yes. Yeah. It is very quick, especially with him leading, as like he said, he knows these tunnels innately. But what you guys see is not what you expect. You come out, you run out, and you see Darrow. You see Celebration. You see the Darrow kind of running towards the exit to the Cleft District. Cheers can be heard throughout the city. It's lively again.
Can I insight this?
Yeah, Flaffle's doing the same.
That does not seem right.
Absolutely.
Nope, that's a 9.
Okay, I'm switching over to physical dice because fuck these.
Right?
D&D Beyond, if you are listening, fix your fucking dice. Man. It's almost as bad as roll 20.
Be more like Baldur's Gate when I put it on easy. That's a dirty 20 for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you guys are, if you look at the map change, are right here, coming out of the cavern. And you see Darrow coming and running this way, and Droki goes,
I thought you said it was awful.
This doesn't seem right.
You guys are looking around trying to figure out what's going on, and no, you look up and you actually hear a familiar sound screaming through the air.
Is that a dragon?
We're doing
it. What was that, Mr. Yell so loud your microphone turns to robot?
You hear Ront yelling, "We did it."
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess they're a lot more useful than we thought.
Raven, have your familiar fly around the city as far as he can and just look at what else is going on.
All right. Well, I'm going to go blind, so please help me.
More than
help,
just...
Help,
Ivan, uppies?
Yeah.
Or Kazan, uppies?
Oh.
Warden has dragon egg in one hand, Ivan on her shoulder.
The tank.
You just worry about the egg. Kazad, uppies. The egg is very important.
Kazad is gonna take care of that.
Thank you, Kazad.
Alright,
Fletcher's egg.
Ivan will have his familiar fly, his small little dragon fly around, and scout out the area with me watching through his eyes. His command is to fly throughout the around and throughout all of the city to get a as close to 100% view, like 100% scan of the area.
Okay. Make a perception check.
Very well. I will tap the Drago with guidance before this thing goes off. You bitch. I hate the fucking... Now it's fucking me. You guys...
Use physical dice!
Yeah.
You can't pick on us anymore. It has to target the ones that are still using it. That's what it wants.
I gotta grab it.
Remember, everything is AI now. It's sentient. It knows.
A robot.
Oh, it's even worse is they have a robot that looks just like that now.
iRobot, scary.
All right, here we go.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Right now, it's probably not the best time to watch it.
Yeah,
it's the exact same fucking role.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Okay, so what's the total?
Well, plus a D4, so fucking.
Wait, how big is your familiar?
It's like the size of a cat.
Never mind.
It's a pseudo dragon. It's small. Tiny, technically.
I've had casted guidance on
it. I'm a pseudo dragon.
So three. Three was what I rolled.
Okay.
Could
I
perhaps give my... Could my bird perhaps give me the help action while we're looking around?
Sure. We'll go with sure for this one.
All right. I will... Do I just do the start with the normal, with the real dice, or do I
start with D&D?
Because the D&D Beyond dice did the exact same thing to me. Well, that's 17 plus 7, so...
Okay.
24.
24, yeah.
Okay.
Plus the one from the guidance, so 25.
Okay. So with a 25, it is interesting, but it is as it appears. You see, as he flies over towards this area here, where you sent them, you see cultists laying dead. You see the abominations that were forged together by the abnormalities of Phaedrus are destroyed. Ront and Darendel and most of the militia stand here, kind of catching their breath, but Ront's just kind of celebrating and screaming.
I poke Ivan. Remember to drop the coins.
That's what the... I'll have the bird do that.
Okay. All right, so...
I will tell them that everything looks like how it sounds. However, it seems a little too easy.
Still don't trust it.
But we should cheapen their victory. We should use this morale to carry us into the next thing to free that king.
Something's up.
Can I make a wisdom save to see if this is an illusion?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah, is there any way that I can, like, look at the Dara that are nearby and, like, use investigation?
21?
Or that.
No, it does not seem like an illusion.
Okay.
Because Flaff was on the same page where he's thinking this is some kind of an illusion. So anyway, I can use Arcana or Investigation myself.
Yeah, if you'd like to use Arcana.
Fuck yes, I'd like to use Arcana.
You can also try to
detect... action to that.
Okay.
Well, that is 13 and 13, so... 21.
Okay. 21, yeah. It's... You can definitely sense this, like, over-feeling of magical energy surrounding you. But you are also in Phaedrus. And Phaedrus is magical. So that is kind of where your mind leads you that, okay.
But with Flaffle's studies of Phaedrus, would he be able to detect like the difference between or no, not really?
No, I would say not yet since it is fairly new thing you're studying. But at the same time, just from what Grazlex and you have talked about, you do know that it is a form of radiation, that it will give off this magical energy innately.
Right. Fluffle's going to take this moment to look over at Drokeem like,
everything seems fine, but I don't know, man. I've got a weird feeling personally. We need to find a safe house to hide this egg that no one will find it, and the tunnels are off limits. I think that goes without saying.
What about that merchant? He seems to... Maybe he has like a magic item that creates a kind of place like that. Or maybe he knows of a place. Yeah, I'm sure if we pay him money, he'd probably give us some kind of information or help. We don't have to tell him about the egg. We just tell him we need a safe place away from everyone else.
The only other place that I can think of is...
And looks over to Sugar Shack. The tavern.
I mean...
Tavern might be exposed now.
Yeah.
Looking over at Ivan and Kazad for a second before looking back.
Ivan's head just lowers.
It's okay, man. We live and we learn.
Doing a lot of that.
Same.
Kind of looks over at everybody.
We need the quickest, quietest way to the edge of the Dark Lake. Right outside the tavern where a big old tower was.
Okay. So just head towards the tavern and it's there. The
quickest and quietest way.
Okay.
All right. So, you guys, he kind of looks around, sees the gigantic hole made by the stone giants. Starts leading you guys there. Are you guys trying to move stealthily through this?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Is past the trace still going familiar or no?
No, but I can put it back on.
You might need that.
All right. I will cast
gracious.
But what did I miss?
Them trying to find a safe place to go. But everything seems normal. There's the pseudo dragon went around and saw like Ront and Darendel were celebrating with the rest of the guard as if things had been beaten.
The coins have dropped though, right?
Yes. Yeah. The coins drop.
I got a 16 for my magic check, my d20 check for casting a spell.
Okay.
As as we are kind of like sneaking or trying to sneak towards that other place, I am going to ask Ivan, when you dropped the coins, did they react?
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, you dropped the coin. You saw kind of Darendell look over at it and look at it, and you saw a guard pick one up.
They had a message on them. So.
Yeah.
The message was, I'm forgetting the exact message, but it's 6 seconds long of just like, make your way to the king. Plans have changed.
Okay. As soon as they hear that, they start to move towards the king. They kind of converse for a second and start to make their way towards the castle.
I got an 18 stealth.
Okay.
10.
I too got an 18 for stealth.
Don't forget you have Pass Without a Trace, so I have a 20.
So 25.
Wait.
Okay. I will roll for Wurz and Blicky.
Where's the 15, damn it? Is it the 15?
Right there.
Oh, it's reversed, but yeah, you get it. I mean, hold on. It was a 21 that I rolled.
I rolled a 17 and a 19.
It's 21.
So they both rolled a 25 with a 10. And to answer your question fully, Myth, they were just talking about, I was talking with Flaffle about him feeling like this overfit, like this over sensation of magic around him. But it is because of the effects of Phaedrus, the radiation from Phaedrus also emits like this magical energy innately. So when he used his Arcana check, I think he got like a 21. And that's what he found. But okay, so you guys, the other two are good. So you guys start to make your way through the tunnel, kind of around this hallway, and over towards this area here, going through an open gate. No one seems to see you, but you do see something like going on in the city. You start to see, number one, where the coins dropped. People start to go towards the coin and kind of look over. You look over at the Blade Bazaar, and there are people coming out of their homes and stalls and kind of looking around at what all is going on. You do see the castle or the shop, basically, that was sitting right here or over here, I believe. There is a part of it now that has been what looks to be upgraded to obsidian. Like the part that you guys actually go into obsidian. But you guys see the tavern here, and you guys start to see people coming out of their homes.
Okay, when we get close to the shop, I'm guessing Droki's taking us to like alleys and dark, shady spots. That's before we like enter out into like the open street to like cross over to the shop, Flaffle would turn around and look and be like, "All right, look, Warden, stay here with the egg. Kazad, stay here as well. You two are the strongest. In case things aren't as they appear, let us go out and make sure the coast is clear." And that Kuru, or did the shopkeeper ever tell us his name?
Yeah, multiple times, yeah. I think.
Okay, yeah. We're going to make sure that Kuru can, in fact, do something for us. But I'd rather this be safe here in case something out there is a trap. We're in kind of like optimistically cautious area right now.
Warden is just going to kind of armadillo around the egg.
Warden, you are the best. Kazad, you still punched me in the snout, so I'm not going to say that about you. We're working on it.
That's fair.
Okay. So, Warden.
Droki, you stay here too, because you know the city. They don't.
Fair enough.
Okay. So the group that is going towards the castle, or not towards the castle, I'm sorry, towards the merchant.
Mm-hmm.
you guys make your way over there.
I am going to be using perception real quick as we kind of cross.
Okay.
That is a 19.
Okay. So with a 19, you get to like right here and you see like this little arcane flurry from back behind, almost as if somebody's working on something.
Okay.
That's all you see. Everything else seems quiet.
Approach and open the door.
Okay. All right. You guys approach and open the door, and we will shift over to the little shop of wonders. So, so you are there. You are not there. Sugar Shack is not there. Kazad is not there. Ivan Flaffle. Who else?
I think it's just us.
Yeah, I think so too. I think everybody else stayed. Okay. Our lovely editor, Puddin, if you'd like to go ahead as these two people enter your shop.
Oh, hey. Welcome back. How's it going? Oh, hey. You got something to sell to me or you want to buy something?
Actually, we have a bit of a conundrum that maybe you could help us with, first of all. A lot has happened since last time I visited, and I would like to humbly apologize for trying to steal. Old habits die hard, kobolds and all that.
Well, I didn't mean to completely knock you down. That's kind of a little glitch there. I gotta fix that. But, yeah, it's all good. So, what's up? What you need?
Have you been keeping watch on what's going on outside?
No, I'm too busy here.
Okay. We have a dragon egg.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not looking to sell it. I am just looking to house it somewhere safe with a third party that's not affiliated with this city. And you seem like the best bet. And I'm putting a lot of faith in you right now.
If you don't want to take the risk, do you have a magic item that could create a safe place? Was that terminology demi world?
Don't. Apple's just kind of staring at you like.
I'll hang on to it.
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna keep it with you for safekeeping. If we owe you anything, take it out of my credit.
Okay. You seem a bit frazzled.
Potions
over here that might help.
I'll take some.
Flaffle looks at Ivan and goes.
He's got this wide-eyed, like jittery expression.
Ivan, he kind of snaps a few times. Eyes on the prize. City in turmoil. Possible turmoil.
The potions did something.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. Let's worry about the potions when we know things are okay. One thing at a time. Remember the impulsiveness we talked about.
All right.
So no potions.
Not today, but soon.
Okay.
Turns around and just kind of looks with sad eyes at the potion box. Looks at. Cool.
Ivan, why don't you go get the group and tell them it's safe?
They'll be okay. Here when you're back. It's fine.
All right. I have a question before I go.
Sure.
Why is the front of your shop obsidian now?
No idea. World is full of funny things, ain't it? I'll see you later.
Okay. All right. And Ivan will leave and let the party know that everything's all good.
So,
After he leaves, I am going to look up at Guru and just be like,
all right, so I know you're, like, good with magic.
Yeah.
Teleportation. Is that a service you can offer?
let me think on it.
Okay. Just think on it. We may need a hasty retreat to Blending Stone.
Okay, well, when you come back for the egg, I'll let you know. How about that?
Thank you.
And Fluffle leaves as well to kind of stand outside and keep an eye out for things.
Okay. As they have been in there, or Pud, do you have anything else before they come back? So up. Okay. All right. So as the rest of you are kind of waiting for them to talk, this only took like a couple minutes. So is there anything you guys would like to do in the meantime while you wait, other than protect the egg?
No, Horton's just armadilloed around it.
They're playing dice in the streets with the local kids.
Yeah. Kazan is just kind of watching Warden. He's still not entirely sure what to make of the fact that there's a drow inside of Warden. He's not sure what to make of any of that situation, but he's not fucking with it right now. He's gonna be watching the streets, making sure that nothing's going on.
They decided to bet the egg in the game of dice with the kids. The kids won. They're now rolling the egg down the streets, cheering.
They're
talking about how much cheddar they're about to make.
I'm not gonna make that perception check. Warden's not paying attention to shit except
Warden's like egg.
That is a 22.
Okay. 22. You start to see a couple different things. You start to see forces moving towards the castle, which you have always heard of as being this like pillar of like forging and steelwork and stuff like that. You see Darrow, Duergar, even a few deep gnomes here and there kind of walking over to that area. The other thing you start to see is you start to see movement in the Blade Bazaar. So you actually see more people coming out, more people starting to sell things or try to set up their stalls like things are going back to normal. With the hurrahs of things being you know, the Keepers of the Flame being beaten, them back to normal, people are coming out. The other thing that you get to see with a 23, parts of this stonework here have also, like, parts of it have turned to obsidian as well. But that is all you see.
He's just gonna kind of make a mental note of that, and he's just gonna go back to kind of keeping watch.
Yeah, Fluffle would probably go back over with them just to make sure Ivan is relaying the proper message. No offense, Ivan.
Ivan is feeling very conflicted. At one point he was being praised and now he's being doubted. He feels like he's back in Mensa Brands and now.
The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Yeah, he's like, he gets told good job for killing that guy. And then also, hey, don't fuck off. You know, you're doing a shit job. Keep these workers working better. And then now Ivan's just like, no one, what is going on? Why is the world like this?
Okay.
But yeah, Ivan is telling them, hey, it's safe inside. Kuru said that he'd be able to watch the egg.
Waffle comes up behind him.
Has anything happened out here? Everything good?
Well, part of the town is obsidian now. So that's unsettling. Okay. Shopkeepers are starting to set up shop. People are starting to move towards the forges, the castle, whatever you have it. But part of the city is obsidian now, and I don't know what to make of that.
To clarify, there's only, like, you look over at this wall, and there's just, like, a couple spots in the stonework that are obsidian.
Okay.
Are we close to that by chance?
Y'all are right here.
Okay. Flaffle at that point is just like, wait before we take the egg. Something, Warden is now, something is just not right.
I was going to say, Warden is now surrounded by kind of this aura of falling feathers.
Something's weird. I don't...
Maybe we should take the egg inside before we go to investigate.
What if inside is... I don't know, man. Something's weird. Something's off.
I Droki, don't disagree.
Loki just looks at you and says, I mean, there was obsidian up there before, but I mean, explosions happen all the time down here.
Yeah, but like, it shouldn't cause it that fast, you know? Like, explosions are explosions. They don't cause obsidian. Obsidian's like, well, that, superheat.
That, and points over to Kuru's shop. That appeared in like a day.
Well, yeah, but he's like, I don't know what he is.
He's I feel blue. Like if he had meant to hurt us, he could have done it already.
Yeah, but I don't know how to explain it. I just have a weird feeling. This isn't right. So he looks at Kazad. Kazad?
Okay.
He walks right up to him, squints his eyes. You're a spider fucker. You love Lolth. Don't lie to me. You love Lolth. Yeah, I see it in your eyes. You want nothing more than to hit me, so hit me.
Flaffle, are you okay?
Do it. Your moon goddess isn't real. You love a spider, bitch. Spider legs.
I'm just gonna kind of look at Ivan and look at...
You're muted, Ivan.
And look at Warden.
I'm just going to hold his hand out. I can contest to the existence of the moon woman.
Ivan, you're a scaredy bitch. Do something about it.
Droki just looked at you and said, Flaffle. He's just going to
reach down and grab Flaffle like by the scruff of the neck and lift him up, and he's going to go, we had this conversation earlier, remember?
We did. Hit me.
I'm not going to hit you again.
Throw me against the wall.
No.
He will put him
in. Can I incite Flaffle? What the fuck is going on here?
He's gonna set Flaffle back down, and he's gonna go, we talked about this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. We sure did. And nothing has changed, so hit me. Hey, listen, Drew.
Okay. Oh, yeah, are you hitting?
Or are you hitting? No. Warden is inciting Flaffle.
Okay.
Are you trying to get them to hit you to snap you back into reality?
Yes.
Yeah, Ivan had already picked up a rock and used magic stone to hit him in the back of the head for saying what he did.
Oh, sweet.
That's a 23.
That hits.
For 9 points of damage as Ivan just picks up a rock with... He has this like little bit of like anger in his eyes and just hits him in the back of the head and yells, stop making me think that you like me, that you don't like me, that we're friends and we're not friends. I've fucking had enough of this stupid shit, you little kobold.
Nothing changes.
Kazad is going to look at Flaffle. He's going to be like, see, you made Ivan upset again.
Yeah, that didn't work.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. I was thinking like it was a spell, and maybe if I took damage, the spell would... I'm sorry about what I said. I was just trying to get hit really hard. I need you to hit me hard. That was hard. Good job, Ivan.
Ivan has, like, tears in his eyes.
I'm sorry.
I don't like my people I think are friends to tell me that I'm...
We are friends. I just needed someone to hit me hard without holding back.
To be hit hard,
you could have just asked.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Well, I'm a flat shit. I didn't need to do it again.
Yeah, no, it didn't work the first time. It won't work again. I don't know, man.
Let's just get the egg in cover before something bad happens.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to start leading the way back to the shop.
Okay.
All right. In the meanwhile, Ivan was the one that passed without a trace, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As they were walking towards the shop, Flav was going to reach out and grab Ivan.
What? You want to yell at me some more?
No. Do you want to go on a little bonding trip, just you and I?
Last time I was asked that, it didn't go well. Thankfully, I ran away fast enough.
Cool. But last time, was it with me?
As Flav looks at the other guys, like, you guys go ahead. We will catch up. We are going to go check the other side of the cleft district. As he also grabs Drookie and pulls him back.
Okay.
All right, you guys are fine with that. Warden, you definitely need to go. One, you have the egg. Two, you're not the sneakiest.
I'm not the sneakiest either. I guess I could take off the armor.
Warden just kind of like slumps a little bit.
It's okay, Warden. You were great at so many other things. You were great at so many other things.
Why don't we just drop the egg off and then go look?
Because I don't want to leave the egg alone.
It's with the magic man. He's not going to do anything to it.
Do you know the magic man? We met him like a day ago.
I don't.
I know a person named the Muffin Man.
Okay, Drokey. He
grabs Drokey. He goes, okay, yep, you're still the same old Drokey. Think about it for a second, man. Big L. You know what I'm talking about? Wink, wink. You know, Mansell Dareth, Big L.
Looks at everybody around.
Just say his fucking name, dude. It's Lorthun.
All right, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, Lorthun. Okay, yeah. All right. He's your boss. He's kind of my boss. Let's just be honest.
Yes.
What about him?
Would he be cool with you taking something very valuable and trusting it with someone you barely know, or would he get mad at you?
Oh, no, he'd be pissed. I see.
There we go, buddy.
Okay.
With a 15, you have heard the name Lorthun before. Lorthun is... Many, many, many years ago, there was a treaty signed between the humans from Craghammer, the Drow, the Duergar, and the Deep Gnomes. And they created what was called Mantle Dareth, which is a trading outpost that sits on the very top of the Underdark, and it is how goods from the surface world come down and goods from the underworld come up. And you know that Lorthun is the leader of the human outpost of that. This was all being set up whenever this was going on. However, the one thing you do remember about Lorthun is he is not human. In fact, he is not a humanoid of any kind. He is a beholder.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.